Hello, Grinders, and welcome to the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast, sponsored by Fantasy Draft. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here to break down the games for you guys. Excited to kind of talk about these games here. We have a solid six games, and I think they're just pretty straightforward of where to go. There's a solid amount of value. There's definitely clear-cut games to target. So, yeah, I think it's a pretty good one. There's some bad games, there's some good games, but definitely a solid slate for six games, so can't complain. Before we do that, I just want to talk about Buffalo Wild Wings a little bit because I'm going to be there tonight. I'll be watching the games, but let's talk about it. Buffalo Wild Wings, they love a Cinderella story. It's a tale of an underdog, the unexpected, and by their unexpected nature, you just can't predict when one is going to happen. It's what makes them great, but what also makes them frustrating because at any moment you could miss that Cinderella sighting unless you're spending March at B-Dubs, the official hangout for NCAA March Madness. Here you'll catch every second of every game and you'll be able to look back and tell the story of the team you watch climb their way from a low seed to the champions, but only if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. I'll be there tonight, excited to watch a little March Madness and a little NBA tonight, but especially the March Madness. My Gonzaga Bulldogs are playing Florida State, and hopefully the underdog in Florida State doesn't take down my team. So excited for that tonight. Hopefully you guys are watching some March Madness there at B-Dubs and also catching some NBA games because there's some decent ones to watch tonight, but let's get started and talk about these games. Here's one game that probably won't be being watched at Buffalo Wild Wings is the Memphis Grizzlies and the Charlotte Hornets. 213 total. And the Memphis Grizzlies are a really frustrating situation all around. I just can't trust what they're doing here. I mean, Tyreke Evans is going to play. Marc Gasol will not. So this is a 7 o'clock lock. So I'm sure, you know, there's obviously no chance probably that Tyreke Evans does get late scratch, but you never know. But they could even hold his minutes back, right? He could play, 15 minutes in the first and then, only play like 8 minutes in the second half. I just wouldn't be shocked if that's what the Grizzlies did. They were taking around with minutes yesterday. They also look like they have Kobe Simmons possibly back here today. So it's just, this is too much of a messed up situation to mess around with. I'm not going to play really any of these Memphis Grizzlies. The only ones I kind of have interest in is maybe a guy like JaMychal Green. I kind of feel safest enough about his minutes that he'll get his, but I don't know. I really want to stay away from these Grizzlies at all costs right now. So that's kind of how I'm approaching things at this time with the Grizzlies. If we look at the Charlotte Hornets, the big news we have with the Charlotte side of the ball is Dwight Howard is going to be suspended for this game. Unlikely to play because he picked up his sixth technical foul, unless he like somehow appeals it or something. But I don't think he's going to be playing in this game. And if that's the case, man, Willie Hernan Gomez is going to be a really nice value play. We also have Nick Batum, who I'm expecting to not play in this game. And if we don't have Nick Batum, this is going to obviously open up value for guys like Mike Kidd-Gilchrist and Jeremy Lamb. I think they're great across the industry. The one spot I kind of don't have interest in is Jeremy Lamb on FanDuel. Other than that, I like them, both of them. Their prices throughout the industry, I think, are great. So I think they're going to be good values, along with a guy like Hernan Gomez. Even a guy like Marvin Williams could obviously pick up some more shot attempts and more rebound possibilities because no Dwight Howard there. Again, he had like a 30-30 game yesterday. So there's 30 rebounds or so to go around. Maybe not 30, but there's a lot of rebounds to go around. So I think that makes Marvin Williams a good play. And then if you want to pay for Kemba Walker, I wouldn't hate it, but I don't know. I don't see myself paying for Kemba on this slate. So I'm not going to play him, I don't think. If you kind of have the money for it and you can pay it for him, I get it. I understand. But I don't know. Not really one of my favorite spots. He just seems a little pricey for my liking, and who knows what they're going to do with this team in general. Just, I wouldn't be surprised if they started running out guys like Malik Monk a little bit more. So I don't know. Again, like two teams that are just trying not really to win a ton of games, and I just don't think I really want to get too much exposure to this game. Mainly just target the values, right? And don't want to take a risk on some of these spend up options because, man, if they lose minutes, that could really hurt your lineups completely and just destroy you. So that's about it for the for that game. Let's go to the Sixers and the Magic, 213 total. And this is a game where we have Jonathan Simmons and Jonathan Isaac. They are ruled out for this game. So this is going to open up a little bit of value here on this team. Definitely think I'll have interest in guys like Mario Hezonja. Even an Aaron Aflalo will likely get some run starting. So I think that those are two values we can definitely look at here in this spot. Guy like Vucevic, he's got a little revenge against the Sixers. He's crushed them in the past, too. I mean, he's really done well against them historically. So I don't hate Vucevic here. I think there's upside here in the spot. A guy gets him like Embiid is a little bit of a tougher matchup, and he hasn't, you know, when he has played the Sixers in the past, like I said, they traded him a ways back, and he's always just gone out there and really had big games against the Sixers. But I think this is a spot where he's in play. He hasn't really been in play that much recently, but I think he's in play. Not a guy I'm getting a ton of exposure to, but I think he's viable in tournaments at his price. Because again, like I said, this guy's had some big games against against these teams. Like even against, you know, he's got up against Embiid, had some decent outings, but when it's, you know, had a 24-14 game against a guy like Embiid one time, looking at the head-to-head logs, then he had a 12-11, a 14-14, and then a 15-9. So when Embiid's in there, it's been a little bit tougher. When Embiid hasn't been in there, he's really dominated him. So if you get word that Embiid's not in there, man, that'd be a huge bump for Vucevic, and I would love him. But I think Embiid is probably going to play. I saw something about how he's only going to sit like one more game, I think, down the stretch in a back-to-back situation that they were talking about. I don't know. I saw it on Twitter, and it was just basically said like Embiid's going to try and play as much as he can down the stretch. They're only going to sit him like maybe one more time, and they said he was going to play today. So I'm just assuming he's playing. So I think Vucevic's interesting tournament option. Again, not a guy I want to get too much exposure to, though. All right, let's go on and talk about some of these other Magic guys like Aaron Gordon. I just don't really like playing Aaron Gordon too much. I feel like he's always a little bit pricey. And right now, 7-3 on DraftKings, I get it. I understand. He's not that bad of a play, but I don't know. I just don't love playing Aaron Gordon that much, and I don't think it's the greatest spot. So I'm going to stay away from him, mainly just target these values in Hezonja and Aflalo, because I really like to get my exposure against the Sixers at the guard spot. Joel Embiid, he's a little bit pricey right now on a site like FanDuel. On DraftKings, it makes more sense at 9.9K. Pulling up Fantasy Draft now to see where we have him at, because Fantasy Draft, he's been really cheap over there. 8K, I think it's a fine spot against a team like the Magic that struggled a ton. If you want to get exposure to him, I think it's fine. It's not as great of a value as it's been in the past, but I still think he's a perfectly fine play here if you want to get exposure to him. Ben Simmons, we like to play him when there's no one to really protect the rim, and yeah, there's not a ton of a rim protection here, right? So I think Ben Simmons makes some sense. He's a little pricey, though, on like FanDuel. Don't like that price over there. DraftKings, we can get Simmons at 9.1K, and Fantasy Draft, we can get him at 17.5K. I don't know. It's still a little pricey, but it is the Magic, and it's just they're terrible, so... I don't know. I think that those two are interesting, Embiid and Simmons. If you have the money to spend on them, I don't hate it. Other than that, though, I don't know. I'm not really interested in Saric and Covington or Riddick. It's really just getting exposure to Embiid and Simmons where I can spend up. So that's kind of my approach right now so far, looking at the Sixer side of the ball. Let's go to the next game on the slate here. We have the Detroit Pistons at the Houston Rockets. This is a 213.5 total. This is a game I definitely look to get exposure to. It's one of the better games on the night, especially with Chris Paul. He's questionable for this game. If Chris Paul doesn't play on the Rockets side of the ball, I mean, I'm going to load up on Harden and Eric Gordon. I think these are going to be great spots for them, especially Eric Gordon's price. He's really cheap right now. These are two guys I'm going to want to get a lot of exposure to, so I like them a ton here. I also think Clint Capella would definitely certainly be in play. I mean, love his price on Fantasy Draft at 12.7K. On DraftKings, 6.8K. I think it's a great price tag. 7.4 on FanDuel. I don't hate, but I do think Capella is going to be a guy we want to get a lot of exposure to. They're just going to need his body against Drummond and Blake Griffin. They're going to need it a lot, so I like Capella. He'll be in there a lot against a guy like Andre Drummond, but really it's just looking at that Chris Paul news and focusing on that, because if he's out, I mean, Eric Gordon's a great value, and James Harden is going to be a great spend-up option on this slate, and it's going to be tough because we'll talk about the next spend-up option in Anthony Davis in a little bit, but yeah, it's... God, man, it's going to be tough to have to decide between which one, because, you know, no Chris Paul is a huge bump for Harden, but also Anthony Davis against the Lakers. I mean, how could you pass on that? Jamming both of them in would probably be something I'd be trying to do in cash games, and hopefully there'd be enough value to be able to pull that off. So, yeah, James Harden, going to like him a lot here, and Eric Gordon and Capella. Those are the three guys I'm mainly looking at and mainly targeting right now. If I look at any of these other fringe players, I think maybe go to like a Trevor Ariza, just because he's, you know, the Pistons are really bad against small forwards, and those minutes are really safe for a guy like Ariza, but he can dud. He dudded the other night. He easily could do it here. So I don't know. I think it's really just focusing on those key guys that I kind of discussed. On the Detroit side of the ball, Blake Griffin, love him in this spot. This is a pretty good spot for him on DraftKings. His price is good. I definitely think I'll target him at 8.6K and 16.1K. I think this is a great game environment for him. He's probably my favorite Piston to look at. Andre Drummond at 8.7K. I don't hate him. I think there's upside, right? Blake Griffin doesn't have the upside that a guy like Andre Drummond has. So Drummond could certainly dominate in this matchup, but I don't know. I'm not as interested in Andre Drummond as I am in Blake Griffin. I think he's more of a safer play. But yeah, I get it. It's tough to pick between the two because, Andre Drummond's more of like probably the tournament play, and then Blake Griffin's more of like the cash play, if I had to kind of break it down that way for you. But Reggie Jackson is back, so obviously that has kind of messed around with some things and kind of, you know, muddied the waters a little bit in this Pistons backcourt. 15 minutes they took away. Those 15 minutes, they were not really taken away from Ish Smith too much, so it was fine. I'm curious what he plays this next game because, you know, does that 15 minutes get bumped up to 20? I think at 15 minutes, it's perfectly fine and we don't have to worry too much, but it just, we have to wait and see when those minutes are going to start getting taken away from other starters like an Ish Smith or get taken away from some of these other guards. So I don't know. I'm kind of waiting to see on Reggie Jackson. Not really going out of my way to roster too many of these guys. If I play anyone, it's probably Ish Smith, unless I get word that Reggie Jackson is going to steal some of his minutes. But other than that, I think that's kind of about it for this game, and we can kind of move on to the next one. But before we move on to the next one, we got a little bit of a read here from Dan Bach. So, listen to that.
Hey, fellas, we'll get back to the podcast in just a moment, but I got to tell you about a new sponsor here on the show. It's called 4hymns.com, and I'll tell you, they really have got something right up your way. It's a one-stop shop over at 4hymns for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men, because you need to be better than I was. You know me, I don't have hair right now, but that's because 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35. So if you're starting to see that hairline slowly move backwards or the bald spots growing, well, guess what? They've got doctors that will help you out, because that's the thing. 4hymns connects you with real doctors and medical grade solutions to treat hair loss. And we're talking about well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions, because you got to realize this, a lot of those patents have now expired. So therefore they can offer these drugs for you at way better prices than you would typically. Now, this is not snake oil pills or gas station supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science. But you're saying, Dan, that means I got to talk to a doctor. I don't want to go to a waiting room. I don't want to go to a doctor. Well, that's why 4hymns.com is making a ton of sense, because we don't like doing that. So no waiting in rooms, no awkward doctor visits, and you can save hours by going to 4hymns.com. You're answering a couple of questions. Doctor will review it and then prescribe you what you need. The products, of course, ship directly to your door. Now, what I need you to do is check them out. You can get a trial of a month of Hymns for just $5 right now while supplies last. So see the website for details, and this would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy when you talk about the visit and then going and getting those expensive drugs. So go to 4hymns.com/roto. That's 4hymns.com/roto. I'll spell it out for you. FORHIMS.com/roto, 4hymns.com/roto. Check them out. Great new sponsor here on the Daily Fantasy Fix.
All right, on to the next game. Thanks a lot for that. Dan, we had a 228.5 total. This is the Los Angeles Lakers and the New Orleans Pelicans. This is the game of the night, right? If I told you what's the best game to target, to load up on, this is the best one, too. This is the one you want to get all the exposure to. Reason why, we got the Lakers. They're definitely playing a lot shorthanded, and with them playing shorthanded, they've had a really tight rotation. It's been great rostering them. And then we have the Pelicans, who they get to go against the Lakers. I mean, they play at one of the fastest paces. It's going to be a great spot for them, especially with the injuries to, DeMarcus Cousins. There's just so much usage to go around for a lot of these different guys, and it's just a great spot in general. So definitely the game to target. We'll start with the Lakers side of the ball. So, yeah, definitely love playing a guy like Lonzo Ball here in this spot. Think he could definitely be a great play on all sites. I love his price. Same with Julius Randle. I still think he's someone I'm going to be targeting here. Love those two. And then KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, he's another guy that I'm going to get exposure to. I like him a ton here. those are guys I'm really keying in on. Also, Kyle Kuzma, I think he's definitely certainly in play, should get a ton of minutes. I think this is a good spot for him, so I'll definitely get exposure to him. Those are like mainly the four that I'm kind of keying in on and really want to load up on. You know, Brook Lopez, I get it. I think it's fine. He's probable for this game, but like he's going to have to deal with Anthony Davis all game. I mean, I just don't think this is going to be a great situation for him. So I don't know. I'm kind of staying away from Brook Lopez if I play him. You know, I guess it's on like DraftKings or fantasy draft more so, but I don't know. It's really like Ball, Kuzma, KCP, and Randall. I just want to get a ton of exposure to those guys right now because they're just seeing so many minutes. So load up on them, get a lot of exposure to them, and then, yeah, just run it back with Anthony Davis, right? Makes a ton of sense. Anthony Davis is one of the top plays on this slate. The Lakers, they, you know, they have KCP and Lonzo Ball, who actually have done a pretty good job at, you know, holding down guards this year. They're really good defensively, so this is going to kind of funnel in a lot to Anthony Davis. I mean, this is a massive Anthony Davis spot, right? Like, I feel like we can just put in 60 fantasy points for him here. I just love this spot a lot for him. A guy I want to get a ton of exposure to on this slate. I'm kind of less interested in a guy like Rondo here, you know. I get it. He has upside. If a guy like Drew Holiday sits, sure, I'd have interest. But it looks like Holiday will probably play. You know, he came back the other day. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not as interested in Rondo right now at his price, you know, in the 6K range. I get it. There is still upside here. He still can benefit. But I don't know. I'm kind of just not as interested in him. I prefer Drew Holiday here. I mean, that price on DraftKings at 7-8. Man, that's too good of a price on FanDuel. He's 9K, and I'm kind of a little less interested in that, but 14.3K and 7.8K on Fantasy Draft and DraftKings. Man, I love Drew Holiday and his price there. He's going to be someone I want to get a ton of exposure to. If you told me, you know, who would I run this game with, I'd probably go, like, Randall, Lonzo Ball, and then maybe, like, KCP, or maybe I'd, like, take Randall out and, like, slide in Kuzma, something like that. I would just be getting a ton of exposure to like three of those four guys, and then maybe running it back with like Anthony Davis and like Drew Holiday on like DraftKings and Fantasy Draft. But I mean, just get a ton of exposure to this game. It definitely makes sense. Even a guy like Mirotić, don't sleep on him. You can run him with Anthony Davis. It'll work perfectly. Those guys can definitely both get there on the same lineup. We saw it against Boston. You know, Anthony Davis had a 56.7 game, and then Mirotić had 44 points. So it definitely can happen. Mirotić is perfectly in play. I think he's a good, solid tournament option that I would definitely look to get some exposure to as well. I'm not as interested in a guy like Emeka Okafor. I get it. You know, I just don't think this is the spot for him. I think we're going to see Anthony Davis playing a lot of center and running a guy like Mirotić in there. So, I don't know. I'm kind of just more on the Mirotić train this game rather than the Okafor one. Etuan Moore should still see a solid amount of minutes. If you need a solid value play, I don't hate him. I think he's fine. Wouldn't argue against it. Should be safe to get you around 20 fantasy points, so I don't mind him here. So, yeah, again, this is the game you want to target, the game you want to get exposure to. It might be the game that is the chalkiest, but I don't know. I just don't see myself not loading up on this game. I'm probably going to get a lot of exposure to this game and try and mix in some other plays and hopefully find ways to be different within building this game stack or finding guys without this, because this is a game that's gonna have a lot of exposure to, but for good reason. Next game on the slate here, we have the Utah Jazz and the Dallas Mavericks. This is a game I really don't want to get too much exposure to, but it's definitely something to, you know, consider. We got a guy like Rudy Gobert who should absolutely crush in this matchup. I mean, absolutely dominate. This is an easy spot for him. He's crushed here in the past. I mean, I just don't see how we don't want to have some interest in him. 9.5K on FanDuel. On DraftKings, he's 8.3K. I mean, that's a great price. Fantasy Draft, if you look at him over there, he's 15.1K. He's definitely in the conversation, definitely someone that you should be considering on this slate. So he's definitely a great play. And I wouldn't be fading him throughout your lineups. Definitely want to get some exposure to him here on the slate. If we look at, you know, Derek Favors, I'm assuming he's going to be back for this game. He's been cleared, so I don't know. I think I'm staying away from him in this first game back. Joe Ingles, he's a little pricey for my liking, so I'll probably stay away. Donovan Mitchell and Rubio, I get it if you want to play him, but I don't know. I prefer other guards instead. Right? Instead of Rubio, I'd rather play a guy like Lonzo Ball. Instead of Mitchell, I'd rather play Drew Holiday. So I don't know. I just think there's better plays, and it's really just sticking to Gobert on the Utah side for me. On the Dallas side of the ball, they're still dealing with some injuries. Dennis Smith Jr., he is looking to be out for this game. So with him being out, a guy like J.J. Barea should be solid. He got 28 minutes last game against New Orleans. He wasn't the greatest, but you know, if you tell me he's going to get 8 minutes again, I definitely have a little bit of interest here. Yogi Ferrell, too, he's definitely in the conversation, too. Played over 25 minutes. I'm expecting that again. I don't hate him, but again, this is not an easy matchup. So this isn't the Pelicans like the last time out where I wanted to get a lot of exposure to them. They're guys that I would get a little bit of exposure to, but I wouldn't go too crazy about it. Harrison Barnes, I don't hate him here. I think he could be solid for his price. He's a little bit cheaper than he normally is, so I don't hate Harrison Barnes here. But other than that, I just don't really want to play around with this situation. I've been playing Nerlens Noel a little bit so far this year. He's been solid from what I've been playing, but price is up in a match against Gobert. I'll probably stay away from him. Same with like a guy like Dwight Powell. Again, this is not going to be the easiest spot for this front court. So I don't know. I'm really sticking to maybe just targeting the guard value with Dennis Smith Jr. and maybe Harrison Barnes, who's a cheap price, and that's about it for this game. All right, last game of the slate. It's the Atlanta Hawks and the Sacramento Kings. 212.5 total. Not the greatest game to target, but there still is some value here, some guys to look at and have some interest in. Dennis Smith Jr., don't know how he did it, but he had a 40 real-life fantasy point game against the Jazz the other day. Just had a great game. I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen again, but, you know, Sacramento is certainly a spot to target at. But the problem is the price has gone up. He's a little pricey for my liking on a site like FanDuel at 7.3. We can get him on DraftKings at 6.5. I like him way more there in 12.1 on DraftKings. I get it. I think it's fine. It's just we have two teams that are just kind of tanking, and I don't know. It just can be unpredictable at times how many minutes people are going to play. The thing that's nice about Schroeder, since Kent Bazemore has gone down, his minutes have been a lot more secure. So I have... I feel a little bit safer about playing a guy like Schroeder here. With Bazemore being down, it just seems like they kind of have to give him one. I kind of like Damian Lee as an interesting value play. Here's his minutes: 17 minutes, 26 minutes, 20 minutes, and 31 minutes. Again, not the greatest outings, 22.8, 20.9, 12.9, and 13.7, but I think he's an interesting value play. If you need just an absolute punt on a site like Fantasy Draft, I think it makes some sense, especially against a team like Sacramento that struggles against guards. So I don't hate that. Torian Prince, it's hard to just, it's hard to just doubt what he's been doing. The last game out against Utah, I didn't really like his spot, so I didn't play him. I actually haven't played him during this entire stretch, but I'll just read it off to you. 56.7, 46.1, 40, 51.1, and then 21.6. And in those games, he has 33 minutes or more in those games. I mean, he seems like a pretty safe option here against the Kings. I don't love the price again because it's Torian Prince and it feels like he was playing over his head, but I think his price is a little expensive for me. So I kind of want to stay away. I more so prefer it on a site like Fantasy Draft at 12.8K or on DraftKings at like 7.2. I get it on FanDuel where you have to roster two small forwards. Maybe you have interest in it. If you look at the slate in general, right, small forward is ugly. You have to play two small forwards, and he's the most expensive small forward on the slate. So I get if you want to play Torian Prince. I don't know. It's one of those things that feels really uncomfortable to play. And I don't know. I should probably get more on board with it than I am kind of saying right now. So I don't know. Hopefully closer and closer we get to lock, I'll have more interest. And he makes probably more sense on FanDuel the more I think about it, just because it's a slate where you have to play two small forwards, and small forward is really ugly today on the slate. So that about do it for the Hawks. I really don't want to talk about any of these other guys. This front court is just an ugly spot. I know John Collins is out. So, a guy like Dwayne Dedman, I get it. I think he could be interesting. He could obviously have a big game. So I think if I play anyone in the front court, it's Dwayne Dedman, and that's about it. And I believe Dwayne Dedman had a pretty big game against the Kings already once this year. So don't hate him. But, yeah, it's really Schroeder, Torian Prince, and Dedman, and just kind of going to keep it really simple with those guys. And maybe that Lee guy on Fantasy Draft if you needed an absolute punt. The Kings side of the ball, I really don't want to have an interest in a lot of these guys. They're just healthier than the Hawks, right? The one thing they have is Bogdan Bogdanovic. He's dealing with an injury, but he's probable for this game, so I'm assuming he's going to play. So, yeah, that kind of would take De'Aaron Fox off my list of someone I was considering. If Bogdanovic randomly gets ruled out, then I think De'Aaron Fox is more interesting, but I'm kind of staying away from most of these Hawks, most of these Kings. If I play anyone, it's probably Willie Cauley-Stein. But again, he's kind of struggled recently. And I don't know. I think the Kings are a good team just to cross off on this slate. So I'll just stay away from them and really focus on the Hawks if I target anyone from this game. So That'll about wrap up the slate for you guys. Again, I think it's a pretty simple one. Really key in on the value. There's good value plays on this slate, and then focus in on keying on the Lakers and Pelicans, and I think you'll do a fine job on this slate. You'll put yourself in solid enough contention to cash in cash games, and in tournaments, I think you'll have opportunities to just kind of find ways to be different when you're building that Pelicans and Lakers stack, right? Maybe find a low-owned tournament play. Maybe find some guy in like a game that no one's going to target that you think is a great value that could have a ton of upside, right? Maybe you think it's like a big Dennis Schroeder game or something like that. I don't know. Just find ways to be different when you're building those Lakers Pelican stack, because a lot of people are going to be doing that. And, even though a lot of people are doing it, you should still play it, right? You still get a ton of exposure to them. I'm sure a bunch of them will be on the winning team. So that'll about wrap up the slate, guys. Thanks a lot for joining me. If you have any questions, give me a follow on Twitter at Travis Mangone. It's TravisMangone. We'll do my best to answer questions for you guys if you have them. And if you want to give me a follow, again, like I said, I tweet out a ton of news. So hopefully that can help you guys out to help you build better rosters. So again, thanks a lot for joining me. For me, Travis Mangone, I am out.